Everyone's looking for love, for peace. Love is not easy to find in this world. And if you find it, you have to stand up for it. You have to be worthy. You have to be committed. When you are committed, when you are strong, when you are dependable, then you get an inner strength, that is trust. Trust is almost unheard of. Trust is almost unheard of in this world. Trust is unwavering, an unwavering spirit that knows 100%. I will read you something from Buddha. He says, "For if in your renunciation you are reckless and break your word, if your purpose wavers, you will not find the light. Do what you have to do, resolutely, with all your heart. The traveler who hesitates only raises dust on the road. It is better than to do nothing, than to do what is wrong. For whatever you do to yourself. Like a border town, well guarded, guard yourself within and without. Let not a single moment pass, otherwise you fall into darkness. Feel shame only when shame is due. Fear only what is fearful. See evil only in what is evil. Otherwise you mistake the true way and you fall into darkness. See what is not. Follow the true way. Rise." Buddha says, "For in your renunciation you are reckless and break your word. If your purpose wavers, you will not find the light." And that's what I reminded you, that you will be tested. Because first, when you come, you don't know what you're getting into. You don't know what courage, what strength, what determination you need to walk on this path. And that you will slowly, slowly find out. And this, he says, "For in your renunciation." This renunciation is not what ordinary is meant, because to renounce in all the religion and the spiritual tradition, it means renouncing the world, the family, like that. Renouncing everything. Go into the monastery, go into the ashram, go into the forest. Becoming spiritual. No. You cannot do that. An enlightened one, Buddha means by renunciation, your own deepest understanding. Your own deepest understanding. Your own consciousness. Your own true intelligence. That has seen, that has understood that all this is a waste. How I'm living in unconsciousness is a waste. I want something else. I want to wake up. I want to follow the path. That is renunciation. You cannot do it. is your own conviction of the heart, your own realization. That is the only renunciation that will be anything worth. Otherwise, people renounce and they feel higher than Tao. They feel very spiritual. No, it's your own deepest understanding. But if you, in this renunciation, to follow the true path, if you are reckless and break your word, if your purpose wavers, you will not find the light. And that is, how does this purpose waver? Yeah, if doubt, if fear, if arrogance is judgment, if all these things, all these ghosts are coming up, if you are wavering, then you lose the track. You forgot why you came in the first place. You start getting arrogant, and that is how humans are. They get used to it. Then they forget why they came. And then they start becoming unconscious, arrogant, stupid. So Buddha reminds you, be alert. And it doesn't matter if you had been then on the path for 1 year or 10 years or 50 years. It doesn't matter. Because you're going into the unknown, nobody knows. And that is renunciation, the way he means. It doesn't matter how long time, because no, I'm on the path. And it's so beautiful. You forget all about time. Only a mind, a desire, can think about some profit to going somewhere. It's enough to be in the company of the enlightened one. You don't need anything else. That is the understanding. So that's why many times when people have been long time, many years, and they fall into this wavering, they lose the path. They forget why they are there. It doesn't matter how long. As long as the mind is there, as long as you're not strong enough, you can be waver. And then Buddha says, you will not find the light. You will not see the clear sun. Again, you will fall into the clouds, into the fog. Do what you have to do resolutely with all your heart. The traveler who hesitates only raises dust on the road. Do what you have to do. Be focused. Realize what is important. Put all your energy into that. No, don't waver. Don't think about unnecessary things. Don't get involved in things that will take you astray again. Be aware. You are very fragile. Stand up for your truth. See what you are doing. See who you're talking to. See how you live. Become conscious. Become centered. Do what you have to do resolutely with all your heart. With all your heart means with totality. 100%. And if it's not 100%, the Buddhas, they are not interested in 99%, only 100%. Because then you are total. As long as there is 1%, that 1% can pollute you. You have to clean yourself out to be clean. Then you are one unity, total. You are not wavering. And then only you will be very happy. Because now you are total focus for the first time. You are not interested in what people say. You have nothing to explain. You are not interested to listen. Because you have put all your energy into that which is most important for you. That what he is saying resolutely with all your heart. The traveler who hesitates only raises dust on the road. And that's the worst, especially for the Buddha. Because he is going on the beautiful path of awakening, of freedom, of happiness, of compassion. And then he have some travelers that say, no, I have to think. I have to stop, wait for me. And this traveler just raises dust. What are you doing? It's the same if you're taking many people, and I have done it myself many times in my life, for a long walk, or you're taking many children with you for an outing on a big mountain. It's almost the same thing for me, only that the kids are big. But a few people, they raise dust. And if you have 100 children with you, and if it's just one, then it's a pain in the neck. It's really a pain in the neck. Because that one person can disturb for all the 99. No, I'm tired. I want to go home to Mama. Can we stop now? Can you do this? Can we do that? I don't know if I want. You see, this is how the mind functioning. This is how your mind is functioning. It's very the same ignorant mind, like a little child who has no idea of the beauty and the experience and the grandeur when you come to the top. Then he will forget all complaining, but only then. Not when he is tired. That's why it's impossible to walk on this road without any trust, without any love. Impossible it is. The more trust, the more love, the easier. The more joyful, the more blissful, the more easy it is. The traveler who hesitates only raises dust on the road. And remember, only the ego is making fuss. And to go on a journey like that, the whole thing is to become egoless, light. Then who can make fuss? Remember, only the ego, your darkness, your unconsciousness can make fuss when you're walking on the path of love. Who otherwise, who doesn't want to walk the path of light and love with the Buddha? Somebody who is angry, somebody who feels more home in the darkness. This is the dilemma. Everybody is longing for it, but you have to be worthy. You have to be strong. You have to be total. It is better than to do nothing, than to do what is wrong. For whatever you do to yourself. That is the whole thing with karma. And whatever you do to yourself. In your ignorance, you can see it. You can complain. You can be angry to others. You can do stupid things. But it will come back. You don't know when, and that's why most people never learn. Because when something happens, they don't connect it with what they have done. The more awareness you see, and the more aware you become, the more careful you become how you act, how you live, how you talk, how you behave, how you feel, what you are putting out. People have a million excuses for their frustration, for their anger, for their hatred, for their darkness. They are so used to complaining, to this, to that, to boyfriend, girlfriend, to family, even to the master. This is just very ignorant, very blind, very, very unconscious. Even when you have come so close, you are not ready to face your own darkness. But remember, says the Buddha, whatever you do to yourself. Then it's better to do nothing than to do what is wrong. But to do nothing is very difficult because of the habit you think you are doing something. But in fact, you are only destroying. Whatever you have built up, you are destroying. To do nothing is very good. That's the thing when you things are coming up and you again feel that now you can fall into unconscious behavior, be quiet. Because everything that arises will go again. That is what meditation is. You don't act on the instinct, your unconscious instinct. You do nothing. You watch this. That is the whole message, the little technique of Buddha. Be alert. Whatever comes up is just in your mind. It is just in your emotions. Be present and it will fade, it will change. Then you can see where it came from, what created that, how you dealt with it, how conscious you were. Always remember, it's better to do nothing, but it's difficult because you are such a doer. Unconscious doer, very restless. And you are so important with all your mental blabbering and emotions and feelings and words inside that you have to put it out. And then look what you can create. Much better to do nothing. I totally agree. But I know it's very difficult for you. It's very difficult. You go crazy when you do nothing. When you just become still. How? Like a border town well guarded, guard yourself within and without. Let not a single moment pass, otherwise you fall into darkness. And he talks in very beautiful, down-to-earth way, like a border town. well guarded, guard yourself within and without. Not only a town, but the border town. The enemy can come any moment. And that's how it always was in the past. It was very dangerous to live in the border. Anytime, that's where the enemy comes. And who is the enemy? Your own thoughts, your own unconsciousness, your own instincts. You are just a slave. He says, like a border town, well guarded, guard yourself within and without. Don't make any separation. Be aware how you act, what you put out. Be aware what you feel, what you think inside. Both you have to do. And if you do that, how much time do you have left to do stupid things? So one who is devoted to the path is very easy. Because now you realize, to be free, to become conscious, I have to put all my energy into myself. And in doing that, you start freeing yourself from your karma, from your stupid actions. No, you don't blame others. You start taking responsibility. Very difficult. Feel shame only when shame is due. Fear only what is fearful. See evil only in what is evil. Otherwise you mistake the true way and fall into darkness. He says, trust yourself. Know when you have gotten some kind of clarity centering in you. Become stronger in that. Don't let your energy go and feel fear or shame or doubt or anything that comes into you. Either from your own thoughts from the past, how your mind and your ego works, or from outside what people say. Be unpolluted. Be strong in yourself. This is the only way. Otherwise you will always be in conflict. Always you will always take in things from people who is not conscious. And because you are not steady, strong in yourself yet, you will get waver. You will get disturbed. You will start doubting what you feel. Feel shame only when shame is due. Fear only what is fearful. See evil only in what is evil. Otherwise, you will mistake the true way. Otherwise, again, you will lose the sight. And it's so easy to lose the sight. Again, you got tangled up. Again, you forgot. And that you see all the time in satsang, every day it happens. I get letters all the time, no, I remember. I'm so happy to be connected again, I'm home. I'm peaceful. But this, even people who are here forget. What to say when you are longer away? You have to stay connected. Anything that reminds you of your own truth, that is what is important to be connected to. See what is not, follow the true way. Now, if you have done these things, and you are steady, then see things as they are. See what is, see what is not. Follow the true way. This is the words of the awakened one. Very easy, but very, very difficult. All these other things is just the preparation for those few lines. See what is, see what is not. Follow the true way. Rise. And that is the outcome. If you do this, you rise. Like everybody know, falling in love. Very few people know rising in love. It's almost unheard of. Falling, you know. See what is, see what is not. Follow the true way, rise. But you cannot see what is and what is not. You cannot see with clean eyes if you haven't gone beyond your own ideas, your own shit. Impossible. You will always be confused, divided. And the more divided you are, the more confused, the more split. Only when you are one, when you are focused, then you see. That is the meaning of the third eye. You have two eyes, they are split. The third eye sees things as they are. That is the meaning. You see Buddhas, you see yogis, you see gods, they have a third eye. Their side, what they see, they don't see two, they see one. When that center is awoken, you see one. You see clarity. You see beyond the material. There's no more split. No more confusion. Only one. See what is, see what is not. Follow the true way. And when you have that insight, it's very easy. In fact, then you can never lose it. Because when you see, you see. It's impossible then. If you first have seen, it's impossible. So don't give up before you see what is and what is not. Otherwise, you fall into darkness. That's how it is. Yeah, welcome to satsang. Nice to see you. You're still here, okay. Okay. My beloved, what a life we have around you. What a miracle you have made in our hearts. Learning to relax in this love, learning to trust again, learning to feel again. Softness, care, enjoyment, peace in my heart. I love you. And I'm so blessed to be your disciple. With so much love inside this heart, yours, Sugandhi. If that is your true interest, then you are at the right place. When that is your focus, to learning, like you say, to relax into this love. Learning to trust again. Learning to feel again. Yeah, you have to learn it again and again and again and again. Because the habit, your habit, everybody's habit is to again get tense, to again lose the trust, get into the mind. Not to feel, but to think. So that's right, and that's how it has to be, again and again and again and again. Beloved soul, thank you for reminding me again and again. You see? Just a few satsangs, and this comes up. You see, it's so easy here, because this is a temple of the heart, of relaxation, of truth. Of friendliness. But it's so easy to forget. And especially when you don't have the support of me, of the Sangha. That's what many times I see when people have problems and they behave and stirring up a lot of dust on the road. I'm always thinking, just if they had any guts, only one satsang, only 5 minutes, and again it would be clean. Just a reminder. If there is little trust, it takes so little to shift. It is there, just under the surface. But how can you see the sun if the curtains are pulled? Impossible. Or if you're sitting in the basement? Impossible. I had a sharing today, and the only thing was clear, I want in life is to be close to you and the Sangha. I said that I didn't want any life on the outside, no relationship, no life, only serve you. Again, I realized that this is part of my old conditioning. I take old memories from the past and take them for real. Like all the experiences during rebirth, all was old shit. The past for me is wanting to be with my past master, to serve in an old-fashioned way. I know that you don't need anything from me, not even my love and service. You don't know. You don't know. Maybe I do need. Life is a mystery. You don't even need to be a master for me, but still I need you and the Sangha. So now I put this out and I'm saying to all, please, please help me to remember that these old spiritual things are my past. I need support from the Sangha to not fall into the old again. You see, this is great. It was just what I was talking about. And that's what I see. These things is understood and realized and seen clearly more and more how things are. You become more real, more present, more in the moment, more clear what you really want. And strong enough to stand up for it, to do it. It's great. I'm starting to rearrange my life to be able to join more retreats and be involved in Dugnala and other things, and to go to Brazil again. I thought you were always within the retreats for me. But more is always better. And my body is slowly and fast healing itself from the sickness. Beloved, thank you again and again. I would be totally lost and serious without you. Love, Swamini. Yes. And that would be really serious, no? We can't allow that to happen, can we? No. Okay, good. No, I have your permission. We know, then I will tickle you then. Anytime I see you getting serious, I will tickle you, okay? Like this. This is already working like that. Seriousness is very, very bad to deal with, very bad. So at least when people see, because everybody has some seriousness, even if it's hiding, hidden a little bit, but when it's clear that, no, I'm really fed up my seriousness, then it's very good, because then you know it's up in the open. Then it's, can't stay there. One thing with the very strange with seriousness, when it has your power over you, then it's really serious. Then it's really, really serious. But when it comes up, when you start recognizing it, then it feels very uncomfortable. Like, you're looking at me? I mean, I'm so serious that you shouldn't even look at me, you should just feel me. Just like a ghost, if you have the courage to look at it, it disappears. But you're afraid, then it's there. Ooh, I'm here. And I'm big and I can kill you. And then if you have the courage, no, enough is enough, you look. And then suddenly it's just a little pygmy. And it feels very afraid like that. Poof. Very good. It's very good to be clear. I'm all for clarity. Them are always giving people a chance, so even all these... Also used to call them the camels. I don't know what to call, but you know, people who make dust on the road. Camels do that also, maybe. But I always try to get the camel to ask, at least be straight, no? Because it's fine. Doors are open, people can come and go and all that. But you should live in the beautiful way. That's the thing. I always wonder why, because you know they carry this. You do it to yourself, like Buddha said. No, you have a beautiful chance, and it's very good if things come up, you can live in a beautiful way, and you even have the master with you. But because they are angry or confused or hurt or God knows what, I have no idea, then they behave very bad, even behave very bad like humans. What to say of behaving like that here? That is the funny thing, that they can't be truthful. But I guess because they don't know, I even have asked them, if you have any guts, ask me, I will clarify it. Nothing. Very serious, no, very serious. Then even I can start feeling serious. When I talk about these serious people, it's like, ooh, boo. Can you imagine somebody like me, as I have not an inch of seriousness in me, But even I feel it, then it must be really seriousness. And that's my problem. And I talk and feel people, or if sometimes I just look also, then it's like, oh, this is serious. Whoa. This is heavy. Jaquil, how are you doing? Huh?
Very good.
Oh, yeah. And Robin, where is Robin? Good? You're smiling a bit now, yeah? You were much more serious when you came, no? You aware of that? What is happening? Hmm?
Loosen up.
Loosen up, no? That's my man. That's what happens here, Robin. And prepare yourself, because if you stick around, you'll be so loose as a goose. Sometimes, you know, you're in comedy, it's like... And then if you stay like that, that's the danger. You wanted to become playful and your inner child, no? So I tell you a joke, you and Jaquil, no? You other can also listen, it's okay. Three kids, little Jaime, little Bruce, and little Ernie, are playing by the river in northern Australia. Hey, you didn't get it yet. You see, it's just so good for her. No, that's what she felt so bad because I had to talk about these serious things yesterday. She was very worried. Now she's relieved now. They are playing by the river in northern Australia. They are swinging backwards and forwards across the river on a rubber tire which is hanging from a tree. Little Bruce is flying through the air when suddenly a huge crocodile leaps up off the water and swallows him and the tire in one bite. Little Ernie and little Jaime stands looking at the ripples disappearing in the water. Hey, you better go and tell his mom, says little Ernie. I will go and get another tire. That's kids, no? Let's go on, we're having fun. One guy down, two to go. Thank you. It's so nice when the heart is waking up, no? And then the heart, it just wants to serve, no? It wants to give, it wants to take care, no? It wants to take care of love, no? And then you are wondering anything you can do to take better care, any service, any work. No, it's not so serious anymore, no? So, it's good, no? Very good. So there's enough serious people in the world, if you also shouldn't be serious. That would be very bad. No, I don't want my people to be serious. That's enough. Look around. It's such a serious world that even if you start enjoying and laughing, then people look at you like, are you on drugs? Like, yeah. Since you have to go.
Took a walk by the river this morning. While everybody was still asleep, you gotta know what you're doing, brother. No need to fight for your right. Looking at the waves of the river, flowing down the flow, I heard this voice singing inside of me. I heard this voice inside of me.
It's a dance in the one, it's a dance in the one, it's a dance in the one. It's a dance in the one, it's a dance in the one, it's a dance in the one.
No need to know, no need to know.